Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
What's the sense of sharing this one and only life? Ending up just another lost and lonely wife. You count up the years and they will be filled with tears. Love only breaks up to start over again. You'll get the babies, but you won't have your man while he's busy loving every woman that he can. Say I'm gonna leave 100 times a day. It's easier said than done when you just can't break away. When you just can't break away, oh, young heart, run free. They'll never be hung up like my man and me. Yes. My man and me. Oh, young heart, to yourself be true. Don't be no fool when love really don't love you.
That was a tune.
Don't love you.
That was a good
one. A tune.
That's a tune.
Candy. Yes. Candy Station.
Praise the Lord, diggers. Welcome back.
Welcome, Blacks.
Welcome, Blacks. We are here gathered around the kitchen table yet again to talk about the ghettos of adulting. Mm. How are you doing, sister?
We are 158 days into a genocide.
Correct.
Everybody knows across the board what I'm doing, and I'm going to keep doing it. And so I want to make sure that we still acknowledge that.
Absolutely.
Fuck Kamala Harris. Fuck Joe Biden. Fuck their administration. Fuck y'all for trying to propose a 6-week ceasefire. Fuck y'all for not doing anything about this in the first place. Fuck you all for acting like you're dropping aid is like rescuing lives in Gaza. Fuck you for dropping expired aid. Fuck you for allowing open fire on these people as they go and get this aid. Just across the board. How are you doing?
I'm safe. I have what I need.
Good.
I am disgusted at the state of the world, but
yes.
You know, we are doing the best that we can with what we have.
And that's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Palestina Libre.
So much.
Congo Libre. Tigre Everybody. Libre. Sudan Libre.
Everyone.
Everybody Libre.
Give us Libre. All of us.
Yeah. All of us. All of us.
So, yes, we're doing the best we can with what we got. Shout out to Mariah Carey.
That was my sloppy drunk Mariah Carey stance.
No. It's here we are. And this is just what we have to do and have to say. Yeah. And so we're here.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're here.
That's hard to come back from.
Yeah, I'm about to say. This transition, let's move forward. How's your week been? What's going on?
My week
in
has
your
been
life?
Good. I know we haven't done a shout out. We haven't really done like formal
shout outs.
But I did want to shout out. So do you remember Leah, who did our artwork for Illuminating Intersectionality?
Yes, I think I know what you're going to do because I too received a package from Leah.
Icons of the Zodiac 2024, a black girl's calendar.
Leah's so talented.
I mean, this is just dumb how beautiful this is. So this was January, the cap. Look at how gorgeous the horns are. And I love how the artwork translates into like, to black girl. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yes. Look at the Aquarius, the age of, the water bearer. We got the Pisces. Oh, a queen. This is Latifah. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Look at the beautiful ram horns on this, yes, on this Aries, but in a black girl hairstyle. Like, mm-hmm, do you all see? You have to be on Patreon to see the gorgeous visuals of this calendar. And so, yes, this is Icons of the Zodiac 2024 Black Girl Calendar. I will find the link and put it in the description box.
Yes, it is available for your purchase.
Oh, here we go. At Black Girl Calendar. Okay, that must be on social media. And then blackgirlcalendar.com. But like I said, I'm going to put this on. We'll put this in the description box.
Oh,
Tracy Trey Webster was the poet for this while Leah was the artist. And like I said, Leah did our illuminating intersectionality artwork, which you all know was gorgeous and beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to make sure I shouted her out. Go support. I love that. Yes.
Thank you, Leah.
Yes, thank you, Leah.
And you guys make sure that you support that beautiful, beautiful calendar. Yeah, I too am doing the best I can with what I got. It has been a week. We're moving through.
Yeah.
I feel like the year is progressing, though, because my understanding is that we are happenstancing upon daylight savings time.
Yes, we are, as well as my new year, the spring equinox.
Yes.
Okay, coming March 19th. And I think we are more than in need of some spring energy and some fresh energy into this world. So I hope that that brings about some kind of shift and change, because it has just been, it's just been heavy. But I have been trying to take my moments, though, to, you know, gather my peace when I can. Ground myself a little bit. I bought that walking pad that you were talking about, for you, that you got for your mother. I bought one for myself.
Yeah.
That also does the incline.
Nice.
So I can, you know,
to get
what I'm
a
saying?
Little resistance.
A little bit of resistance.
That's right.
So just trying to get my morning workouts going and you know, get on my Kia. and it's been, I have on my Around the Way Curls merch. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shout out to Shanti and Antoinette. Duality is a thing. Yeah, but I think I'm doing all right. Noah has all the things coming up. You know, it's busy season for her. It's recital season. Mm-hmm. It's performance season. It's drama season when they do their performance.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm just a dance mom. DD4L, you know? I've never watched that show. That's XD's fault.
No, it's so good. I miss it. Yes. One of the things, this is totally, I'm glad that you are sharing your walking pad. Over the weekend, one of the things that I happened upon was the Carlisha Gaither story on Lifetime.
Mm.
Featured none other than Miss Kenya Moore. Hair care. Kenya Moore. Hair care. Kenya played the role of Carlisha's mother, and it was interesting to sort of see Kenya.
Break that down for me. Like, you know, like when you taste something and you be like, that's interesting. But like, sometimes it's interesting in a way where you're just trying to understand the flavors, and then, yeah, or was it interesting like, there's something funky about this?
It just gave, like, I know that Kenya was playing the role of another woman, but all I could see was Kenya. And so
it's hard. Yeah.
So it was hard. And I had to continually bring myself back. It's like, what is Kenya doing there at this press conference? Oh, that's not Kenya. That is Carlisha's mom. Like, I had to, like, why is Kenya standing behind that lady? Like,
and I haven't seen Kenya in anything since Twa. Yeah. Since Twa. And she was in that episode of Martin. Tanya Nicole, I love your mom.
I just don't even know how to describe it. But it gives, she just is always going to give.
Was she giving
Kenya? Fabulous. Yes, it's just Gone with the Wind fabulous all over the place.
You can't play that role. It needs to be something totally different for you to
But she's
for, to
crying.
Try to take
she
us
is
away,
a mother Calvin. Who is grieving. Carlisha Gaither is the story of the as a young black woman who was abducted in broad daylight in Philadelphia. Thankfully, she got away from her abductor within, I think, like a 58-hour period. But this is a Lifetime story sort of depicting that timeline, what happened, all the things that contributed to her rescue. And she played the young lady's mom. And so you see her sort of pleading and doing her.
And Lifetime is always going to add an element of cheese. So you add an element of cheese mixed with Kenya. It's like.
I struggled. And so I would be interested to know if others saw it and what your thoughts were. I wanted it to be better than it was.
I'm going to watch it.
It was not bad.
I'm going to watch it. I'll watch it and I'll come back and talk to you about
yes,
it.
Yes, please.
I attempted to start the Wendy Williams documentary.
Oh, sister.
I did not get past episode 2.
Well, it was only 2 episodes.
No, I thought it was 4.
Oh, you mean like. It was 2 2-hour segments.
Oh, okay. So then I'm in the first hour.
You
then.
Were okay.
And I was like, can I watch more of this?
It's very depressing. And I will say, me and Felicia were talking about it and texting back and forth as we were watching it, and both of us were saying we didn't know if we could come back for the second installment. We did just because I wanted to see it through. And I don't regret doing that because I feel like you learn much. We hear from Wendy's sister, Wanda, the attorney, much more in the second part.
Okay.
In the second installment. Okay. And so I started to sort of see in the second installment, it sort of gave like, this is the way that the family is trying to showcase the grave nature and severity of this conservatorship situation and how much control or input they do not have. And so that started to make sense in terms of why Wendy's niece, Alex, has been sort of going and doing press about the documentary, because we do need to draw attention to the fact that these conservatorships are a thing, and it is a way that, you know, people are being marginalized and take advantage of, especially people who have means and success. Yeah. And so I did learn that the manager and the publicist have been fired.
Okay.
Which I do feel like.
Oh, the manager, the nigga.
Yeah. And the publicist, you might not have seen that much of her if you're only an hour in, but it was a young black girl, black curly hair.
Yes, I did see her. Now, I will acknowledge that the nigga.
Something about that is not.
I was like, this is a nigga from the block. Like this is a nigga from the block.
Well, he told his story of how he met Wendy, and he's like, I curated some jewelry from her. I'm like.
Did that not feel kind of off? And then I was like, you don't have the. Know-how. I don't have it. And you don't have the know-how on how to talk to and deal with somebody who is living with such a severe state of dementia, or like where she is right now, in addition to like all of the complexities of her life. He does not have
the
knowledge on how to deal with that.
I was wondering who hired him.
She did?
She did, but like even then the guardian pays him. Like Wendy does not have control to her money where she could continue to make sure that her people are paid. Mm-hmm. So my thing is, you know, where
but
he
I'm
come
like,
from?
Who fired him?
I believe the guardian or I don't know, Wendy, I guess. I don't know. I just saw on Shade Room that they had been fired.
This is like, and that's the problem, is that there's so many holes here. I'm like, because this could very well be the system itself taking advantage of her and, you know, using it in the name of like, oh, well, we saw that she was being taken advantage of, so we took over all of that. And I'm like, how am I supposed to trust you fucking entities? You all are the least trustworthy niggas. But then also watching that, I was like, that don't seem right to me either. Like, this is not a manager. This is a nigga who runs with you. Like, it's like a bodyguard. I don't know. It is a disturbing situation. On top of her surface level, her physical deterioration and seeing the difference in her in that way, the whole thing just seems muddy and off. I don't know.
It's bad. But let me know if you decide to watch it or not.
I might try to see the end of it through. I told XZ I've been watching a series called Who the Fuck Did I Marry?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's on Max. And it's fascinating.
It's a series on Max.
Yes, it's a show.
It's not like Reese Teasa.
Eight seasons.
It's not like Reese, like, what?
When I tell you some of them stories, Reese Teasa ain't got shit on some of them stories.
Oh, dear.
These are people who were surprised by the people they were married to in, like, very shocking ways. Yeah, it's nuts. It's nuts. You should go give that a look when you have a moment.
A moment.
But we're here today to talk about our heavy flows and our wide set vaginas.
We are talking about aging and our aging bodies.
Yes.
Embracing and seeking to understand all of the ways that we are evolving.
Yes. We got some guests coming through soon that have more information, and we'll have more conversations that expand this topic. But Kia and I thought that we would get it started, and we know that we have sprinkled and dabbled and talked about things as they've kind of come up, but we wanted to kind of like really, really get into a discussion. So let's take a quick break, Ski, and we'll be right back with the kitchen table.
Ow. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by the experts, and not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
We are negotiating the changes and transitions of adulthood in real time. Very and, gentle. You know, our ages are getting bigger and greater as we speak. And whiter. I think we're all learning that, you know, the bodies are doing what they want these days. Yeah. Yeah. There's so much that we are learning about our bodies as they evolve. And so, as Jade said earlier, we thought that we would just sort of talk about it and talk it through. As we prepare for more conversations with upcoming guests who can give us some insight about some of these challenges and changes, we thought that we would get ahead of that conversation by just talking about some of the things that we're seeing and some of the things that you're seeing, because I also posted some questiones down to the social media. But
get can't us, wait to hear it.
Get us started, sister, and tell me, What are some of the things that you've observed about yourself in recent years? What are the things that are starting to change for you, you know, as it relates to your physical state or even your mental or emotional state? How has getting grown played out for Jade?
Two words. Bubble bath. So, if you're not familiar with Big Mouth on Netflix, it is a cartoon about adolescence and puberty.
My lord.
And there is a hormone monstress voiced by Maya Rudolph. Maya Rudolph. Thank you. I was about to say Wilkes. I have been off all day.
Maya Wilkes. Isn't that from Girlfriends?
Yes.
Girlfriends. There through thick and thin.
Maya Rudolph does the voice of the hormone monstress.
Yes, she does.
And she's like, I need me a bubble bath. But I say that to say the largest symptom I am feeling of my aging is the fucking home run swing of hormones that are running through my body, especially in my PMS phase of the month. It's wild sometimes. To the point where I will be sick of myself and be like, get it. How do I ground and get this shit together? And it feels like I'm going nuts. I'm grabbing my forehead and my eyes. My hormones are raging. They're raging at times. So that's the biggest thing for me right now.
Is it specific to your cycle, or is it just sort of generally speaking, you're noticing or you're more sensitive to these shifts?
It's more specific to my cycle, but I am noticing it more as well. So like it is coming before when I'm PMSing, and I don't know if I am more cognizant of it now, I think I'm more cognizant and it is just like getting crazier up in here. And my mom, I remember when my mom, I've shared with you all, had her hysterectomy at 37 and, you know, sent her hormones into a place. I know a place.
Come here, Megan.
And she was, my aunt at the time was a pharmaceutical rep. Mm-hmm. And so my mother was getting all of the estrogen balancing, whatever, hormone medications. But see, I don't want to be doing all that. So I want to find all of the more natural ways that I can help to manage this, you know, exercise. I don't like the diet word, but, you know, how the way that I eat, the things that I consume. You know, I've gotten different natural elixirs that help, you know, with some of those things. And I'm just praying because I don't know.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot to think about. Similarly, I remember maybe as I was sort of coming down toward the end of my 30s, recognizing that I felt like my hormonal symptoms around my cycle were heightened. So I felt like, you know, whereas
that's the verbiage.
In the beginning, I would have, you know, maybe a day or so of cramps preceding my cycle. But once it started, you know, we were back to normal. The older I get, I feel like I have much more symptoms, including like the cramps will come, but also like bloating, the mood swings. Okay. I don't think no one really prepares you for that, because there's like, you know, the moods really swing. Okay. So like there are days of like rage and irritability. And then there are days when I'm sobbing. Like, I mean, break down. Okay. Like
break down.
I mean, steady breaking me on down. That's what it was giving. I would notice, and I would from time to time tweet, like, you know, oh, my period came today, that would explain why I was sobbing uncontrollably yesterday.
Yeah. Or like waking up angry.
Waking up angry, like not just angry, but pissed.
Pissed. Like, not, I'm not talking wrong side of the bed shit. Yeah. Like, that's light work. I'm talking
about, what are you breathing for?
Fuck you. Like, I hate this.
So, I also feel like fatigue has been a really big thing for me.
Ooh, sis.
Because it's a different kind of tired. Ooh. It's the kind of tired that does not just come like, oh man, I stayed up too late, I could use a nap.
No.
It is like, no. Everything feels dead heavier.
Yeah.
Everything feels longer.
Yeah. Like you walk in the pool.
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. It's just like I'm working so hard to do very basic things.
Yes.
That is also,
I'm glad you brought that up.
That is also a very real symptom. And then also, like, I don't have cravings as much, but I will get hungry or just not hungry. So the appetite does its own thing.
Yeah.
But I think another thing that has sort of been happening that I never really anticipated happening for myself is the challenges around sleeping, which I've talked to before. Mm-hmm. Like, there are times when, even though I'm feeling this heavy fatigue and tiredness, I still struggle to fall asleep or stay asleep.
Or stay asleep. Yep. Yep.
And the weight, I save that one for last because it's like, it's not just like water retention, like bloating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I feel like my body holds on to weight, or has been holding on to weight,
mm-hmm.
in a voracious way. Like, I don't understand.
Are you gaining weight, or are you just holding on to weight?
I'm gaining weight. Okay. And I know that, you know, everyone says you're gaining muscle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I believe that that is happening, but I just feel like,
but you know, it's not just that.
I feel like it cannot be just that, because, and I am strength training, but I have been increasing my cardio lately because I figured maybe I was somehow out of balance. Maybe I've been focusing too heavily on strength training, and I need more cardio. But I was also sort of following the advice where the girls were saying, like, you know, don't, cardio doesn't work. For as you age, you know, doing endless steady state cardio isn't helpful. You need to build muscle so that you can burn fat. So I was in that space, still not seeing any sort of movement on the scale. So now I've been trying to do more cardio, but still I just cannot seem to find the sweet spot when, you know, as I shared when we did the episode with Dr. Ruggles, I remember, if I, like, you know, in my 20s, early 30s, if I committed to going to the gym 3-4 days a week and doing cardio
2 weeks, 10 pounds
a week,
done.
Like, I could get down, you know, 10-15 pounds, however I, you know, if I cut carbs for a little while, if I was really focused and intentional about my eating, it would not take much for me to start to see things shift and come together. And sister, you know, I'm working out harder and more intentionally now than I have ever had in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tell you that I have had to, at this point, like, commit to not getting on the scale because it sends me into debilitating depression, because it's started to feel like failure. It's starting to feel like I'm trying as hard as I can to be healthier, to lose weight, and every time I get on the scale, I'm heavier.
Let me ask you a transparent question, if you don't mind. Invasive and transparent.
That's fair.
What are you doing to build your mental muscle around not putting so much into those numbers on the scale?
I'm glad you asked me that. It is a daily fight, but I'm working really hard to reframe how I think about this journey. Mm-hmm. The things that come to mind as sort of being at the top of the list of things that sort of helped me right now is sort of like community and accountability partners. I have to give a shout out to our sister, Franiqua.
Yes, she has been, Fran been on her shit, okay?
Because Fran and I are accountability buddies. We're gym buddies. We check in with each other once or twice a week to sort of see how workouts are coming. Mm-hmm. We're also the same exact age. Yep. And Fran, you know, and we're built similarly. And, you know,
hips and ass, baby. Yes. Wagons for and days.
We both. So I think, you know, I was talking to Keisha about it and she was like, you know, you both have new boobs. So like in that.
Also we, that. I didn't even think about that.
We've all of our lives, we have not had boobs. And then all of a sudden we have these boobs now. And it's like, girl, I don't know whose body this is.
Kia got bigger titties than me. It's crazy. It's really something. I don't have big titties, but
it's striking. I don't even understand it. It's very baffling. But Fran has really been, we lean on each other, but Fran has been an awesome sort of process partner. And really helping me to reframe how I'm thinking about this. And we are not focused on weight loss so much as we are focused on body composition, and really just celebrating that we are honoring our bodies by being consistent and disciplined.
That's
And, you know, just sort of comparing notes and sharing stories. And she's just been an awesome, awesome partner for me.
And it's a lifetime of unlearning too, because, you know, we have spoken on multiple occasions about comments and conditioning coming up, and you're not gonna undo all of that, you know, in a year or however long you've been like busting your ass with this. So it's gonna take time, but was curious because I know that that is a tough spot for you.
It is. And I think, you know, also trying to be educated and also breaking habits and patterns. I know that in the beginning, I followed a bunch of the gym girlies because I was inspired and it helped sort of push me. But now I'm noticing that, you know, this is my journey. And it is not healthy or fair for me to compare myself to other women, even if we may be shaped similarly or in the same age bracket or demographic. So, you know,
have you seen Erykah Badu's latest post?
I have.
Mama put all her cellulite and first of all, that looked like my ass. Second of all, that looked like our ass. Yes. It's heavy, okay, but it still sits. And she put her thighs and her ass. And you know what? I was like, I love that she did this.
And that's
she is our problematic auntie.
Me.
But I love that she did that.
Yes, that kind of stuff also helps me. I was looking, remember Mary shared with us the Dropbox link so that we can see some of the photo shoot footage and things. And I was, you know, I had a moment where I was just like, bruh.
And you looked great. You looked great through the whole thing.
Your perception of yourself. Like, I just immediately, like, instinctively went to that place and have been sort of trying to work myself back. Toya helped me reframe some things. It's just like, you know, you and Jade look the same. You look like women. You look like grown adult women. And so, you know, reframing, you know, that it's hard, but just sort of sharing and just being honest that it don't take much for me to get back there, but I'm working on being able to pull myself back. And the last thing I'll say is I told y'all, I'm trying to find more information because my primary did share with me that, you know, his thinking was that the weight stuff is hormonal, but he did not specifically sort of say, you know, there's lots of ways that that can show up. Is it an issue of, you know, cortisol? Is it an issue of insulin resistance? Is it my estrogen or progesterone fluctuating in a particular way. And so I'm hoping now that I can find a specialist that can help me to get clear on where the imbalance might be so that I can mm-hmm. learn how best to manage it. But it shows up. It shows up and it's something that I am embracing mm-hmm. or trying to, and really just honoring the fact that, like we were talking about when Dr. Ruggles was with us, you know, the weight is what the weight is, but I have mm-hmm. to also acknowledge and be grateful for the fact that despite the weight, you know, all the other numbers are good and I am healthy. Mm-hmm. I am healthy. There, you know, all of the blood work came back right. There was no worries. Mm-hmm. And even had sort of, you know, in prior years when I was smaller, I was on the upper limit of normal when it came to like cholesterol and things. Those mm-hmm. things have balanced out. And so, like Dr. Ruggles said, you know, thinking about this as a function or exercise and sort of maintaining a level of health and not a particular size is really where I'm at or trying good. To be.
Good. And it's hard. It's not easy to do. It's not easy to do. I have my moments where I'm like, look at that fucking pooch. Look at that. Look at this. Look at that arm. But also I'm like, you know what? We'll do the best that we can to make sure that we're healthy. We have mobility. And whatever naturally occurs with the body, I'm gonna have to deal with. And it does help with the girls like Erica and the even plus size models Rihanna, all out there. Rihanna,
Sierra.
Let's be clear, Sierra ain't big. Why everybody talking about? I love the weight on you. She's always been very slim, so. Yeah. This is new weight for her, but she may be looking at herself the same way. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Like, she's not used to that being on her. So it's something I think that we all battle with, and it's just figuring out, like you said, ways to rein it in sooner so right. that it doesn't send us into a full spiral.
Right.
I also remember I told you I had my gray hair. I found two more.
Really?
And literally, it's one on each side.
I have so many.
One on each side. I told Tristan and I came out, he was like, I half my head, and I was like, period. I know. And I
I got my first gray hair at 17, but continue.
Okay, no, that was it. I just have two more gray hairs.
That's and my family grays early. No, that's the thing.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
I did the poll on social media mm-hmm. and asked the folks, you know, what about your evolving body are you learning to accept? And what are some of the things that you're learning about yourself in this era or phase of life? And what are the things you want to learn? A lot of people were talking about gray hair, men and women, I thought was interesting. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of folks who are sort of entering their 40s or in their late 30s is like, you know, I had gray hair and it was cute at one point, and now I'm starting to look a little like, now it's starting to get a little, it's getting a little crazy. But you know,
but also, I love the silver foxes.
Me too.
I think it's gorgeous.
Folks, I hope that more of us embrace it, because as someone who has gray hair, I tend to think that if we, like coloring, especially coloring it like extremely dark colors, that actually makes it look really harsh.
Yeah.
And it makes us look older.
My mother told me, she said, you dye your hair black, you're going to look like a witch.
And oh, yeah.
Never did.
It's intense.
It takes a special person to dye their hair black.
Oh, yeah. But I think, you know, folks are talking a lot about gray hair, and people talking about gray hairs everywhere, honey, because they don't just show up on your head. Okay.
They're like, I have a gray hair on my penis ball.
Listen, everywhere you have hair, the hair will turn gray. Please write that down. So yeah, folks are talking about menopausal symptoms or perimenopausal symptoms, which is something that I'm excited about learning more about, because
yes,
what we'd learn is that these things show up in all of us in very different ways. Mm-hmm. And it really is just the shifting of our hormones. Our bodies produce less estrogen over time. Our cycles are supposed to get shorter. And all of these other symptoms come out of nowhere. The girls are talking about they itch. They have hot flashes. They have night sweats. They have all kinds of things. So
look, I just started itching.
I don't know. I've always been a person that loved to swaddle. Like, I'm a rapper of the
same.
Rap.
So but I'm also, I run hot as well.
Well,
my
thing.
Mother always said that I run hot because that's the white in me. That was her favorite thing. She'd be like, you get hot easy. It's that white. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I do. I am a hot natured person. But I like to swaddle.
Hot.
So I like to sleep cold because I want to be cozy.
I don't run hot. I just like to rap. But I have noticed, like, you know, my friends, like when I went to get my hair done the last time, Tania had the door open. I was in there like, she was like, y'all not hot?
And
I was
are you like, anemic?
No, girl. Huh?
Are you anemic?
I am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I am. I take all the iron. Mm-hmm. But lots of things. Someone said that frozen shoulder as a symptom of perimenopause, like your shoulders locking up. Another huge one that everyone had something to say about were the aches, the pains.
Okay, sister. Okay, hold on. Because let me just hold on.
Because the body
fast.
Be aching. I mean, sister, it'd be like, this didn't used to hurt me. Walking did not used to hurt. Please continue.
So I went to a dinner for the Black Kitchen. Mm-hmm. It was at Red Rooster. I ain't had no injuries. That's a lie. I fucked my hamstring up last week. But knee injury, I haven't had any of that. Yes, I used to run track, but I haven't had any injuries or anything. I stepped up on the curb. Now, if you remember, because it's been the same curb. It's the same curb outside of Sylvia's. It's been the same curb.
Yes.
So the curb is, it's on 125th and Lenox. And it's a very high curb.
It is high. It is high.
But I stepped up on the curb and the pain,
honey,
that shot through my fucking knee.
Honey.
I was like, what the hell is this?
The aches and pains.
What the hell is going on between my knees and in my home on my like I was like,
it's
why?
It is all of that. It is the popping.
I stepped. I didn't even like step wrong.
It's the popping. It's like I sit down wrong. I slept wrong. Somebody said, if my arm will lock up on me if I don't move it enough at my desk. All of these things.
Noah would be making fun of me like, what if I get up? Noah's like,
listen, me and my friend Toya at work. Toya is my friend at work. We were talking. We both went to the bathroom together. And she was just like, wow, we sound like we're 80. Because we ended both in the stall like,
what?
My God.
My mother was, and she was not wrong either. Because this is a very intimate one, but it is what it is. Mm-hmm. She was like, Jade, as you get older, you just leak more. And so.
What?
Yeah. She said, you leak more. I was like, are you peeing on yourself? She's like,
juicy.
No. But
oh, that's the thing, though.
You just leak more, and it doesn't mean you're gross or
my capacity to hold it is dwindling. I mean, and my bladder.
Yeah, mine too.
it feels like it's getting smaller. And I have to, and I don't know, I drink a lot of water, but it just feels like, girl.
Do you do your Kegels?
Yes. Now, okay, have you seen the young lady on Instagram who like plays a song and she was like 40 Kegels on the beat, right?
I'm going to tell you a good, so, listen, I reference this song often because honestly, it is a filthy gospel, but Some Cut is a great song to change up your Kegel rhythms too. You know, first you can do the, look, do it right now. I'm doing it right now. And then, you know, I just did all of that with my pussy. And so you, those are important, but also I think she just gets a little weaker as time goes on.
It's true. Like, it's true. And the girls, now I've not had any children, but a lot of my friends who have become moms talk about how, like, don't make me laugh too hard, girl.
Don't let me sneeze. Nigga, I remember I was sitting on the couch and sneezed wrong and peed on myself. I was disgusted. I was pregnant. I was disgusted.
It's like,
I was like,
no,
did you just pee? Like it was another person.
I'm so sorry. Like, oh my God. I did. I cannot believe this.
Because sometimes some niggas, like, they sit on your bladder like this.
Yeah, that's fair. I get that. The girls also mentioned eyesight. You know, our eyes are not eyeing like they once did.
No, but I feel like these kids are going to have just as bad eyes as we
have. Well, yeah, because we're all beholden to the screen.
The screens.
You know, there are a couple of people have raised hair thinning, hair loss as an issue. Mm. Many people talking about, you know, also being more mindful of what we eat. Now, you remember when you're in your 20s, your stomach is made of iron. And you can have all kinds of White Castle and Chipotle.
Used to love White Castle.
I mean, you used to go crazy down to the fast food places, and now,
please,
it be a Dougie Fresh in your stomach.
I tried to get a Chipotle burrito. This is my first one in years, and I ate like a quarter of it, and I was like, I can't do this.
It doesn't hit like it once did.
Popeyes don't sit right. Like,
Some folks talked about the importance of stretching. Especially around working out, the girls' flexibility is dwindling. Okay, losing our mobility is slowing down.
Hold on,
lots of wonderful things. Acid reflux.
Oh, wait, hold on. Wait, it's coming too fast. First, okay, the stretching. Let me tell you all something. That hamstring, showed me how precious life is, because stretching don't even feel the same as it did last year. Whether you're working out or not, you need to be stretching in the morning and stretching at night. My mother told me about my grandmother's heels. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something, there will come a day when you cannot lotion those fucking heels. Your black will crack.
It will.
Okay. It will crack.
It will.
Because you can't reach your fucking heels.
It's terrible.
Do your stretches.
We must. And I mean, hip mobility is huge. Knees, especially for all of us, you know, who was dropping it low. Okay.
I was getting my eagle on.
Listen, I'm saying. Dutty and whining. I mean, now time is telling. And I went to the gym on Sunday and total body. We did these things. They were fun. And I enjoyed them in the moment. Hack squats. So it's like the landmine. You got a barbell landmine sort of set up. You put the thing on your shoulder and you lean back and you do the squat. Your goal is to, you know, ass to grass is what they say. Yes.
Okay.
You got to get deep. You have to achieve the depth
like
in your squat.
Like you're taking a shit outside.
Yes. You have to get the depth in your squat, because that's how you sort of get the payoff. Okay. And I'm doing it. And let me tell you something. These knees beat boxing. I mean, snap, crackle, pop. It's giving a pop, pickety
cry every night.
It's like, what? Okay, my knees were never this vocal. Why are they? why are they? They're so loud. Okay. Yeah. What's going on? I'm feeling rickety. Like, it's like, I need an oil change. Someone on Twitter said the change oil light is on for these men.
Yes, and I was like,
you know what?
That curb.
That's the one right there.
But y'all talked about that acid reflux. Let me tell you, I have to eat many hours before I go to sleep now at this point.
Really?
You know what I have next to my bed?
Tums?
A bottle of fucking smoothie flavored Tums. I do. Wow. But I noticed the first time I noticed acid reflux was in my mid-20s, actually. Mm. And I don't have it bad, but me and my father went for a rousing night of margaritas and Mexican food.
Yeah.
And I came home and I laid down, and the way that you talked about in the pre-show, how you shot up when them cramps hit you in the, that's the way I shot up. I was like, am I throwing up inside of myself? Like, it was
am awful. I throwing up inside of myself? It's crazy.
I never want to feel that again. Like, that was crazy.
I say we named the episode, am I throwing up,
am
inside,
I throwing
of
up inside of myself? Because that's what, if I was like, what is this? Acid reflux is a nasty bitch that I hope if you don't have it, you don't get it. Because it's gross.
That's intense.
It's gross. Yeah, it's intense.
A lot of folks were talking about belly fat or the fupa, yeah, the elasticity in the skin. A lot of people working and struggling to recognize or realize that, you know, their body of yesteryear is the body of yesteryear, and they may never, ever get back down to that size 6, size 8. Somebody said,
no,
being a 00, it's like,
okay, I don't want to shame nobody for that, personally. They're like, oh my God, I'm a 4. But I guess that's a shock if you've always been a 00.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I've never been that.
I don't understand it either. Listen, the only 0 I've ever seen on a size that had a 1 in front of it.
Yeah. And another one behind it.
Probably.
And possibly another.
This girl said acid reflux because my entire stomach just said, I'm out.
I smiled too hard the other day, and you know what I noticed?
What? Smile a lines.
A little bird's foot on the side of my eyes.
Really? Mm-hmm. I told you when we did the merch shoot.
See? You know, Nikki had to smile hard. But
Nikki had to set my smile lines. She didn't used to.
Sister, I noticed with the makeup, with the smile lines. For myself, although she did show me this girl who was setting them when she was doing a face the other day, and it was great. I said, I'm going to try it next time I do something with myself.
She didn't
used to. But also, because I was getting real frustrated when I started noticing the Bill Cosby forehead.
Wrinkles and crinkles.
Yeah. You know, like the shit niggas be having on the back of their neck sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, I notice if I scrunch too hard, my forehead will do that. Mm-hmm. But I also am really, really, really trying to lean into, you got smile lines, bitch. You've been happy. Like, what's the problem? Like, okay, you got a little, that just means you've lived a little life. And so I'm trying to reframe. I'm not freaking out when I see these things pop up, but I'm noticing them.
I think it's fair to notice them. And I will say, I'm inspired and hopeful by what we're seeing on social media, because I feel like we're talking about these things in healthy ways.
Yeah.
And from a posture of self-acceptance and wanting to really understand and learn about these changes in our bodies, not necessarily to prevent them, but to embrace them and to sort of understand how we can manage them and manage ourselves.
Absolutely.
Other things that were brought up is, you know, someone said learning the health history of your family is super helpful in navigating how to maintain your healthy lifestyle.
Absolutely.
Understanding how chronic conditions and cancer and other illnesses show up in your family line is going to be critical. Yeah. Genetics as well play a part in how your body responds to certain foods and certain activities. You know how certain, you know, we all on this time clock of lactose intolerance.
Oh. I've been riding that dangerous wave for a while. I'm not gonna hold you.
I will risk it all. I risk it all every time.
Yeah, no, I do.
Yeah, yeah, but you know, and the importance of maintaining our mental and emotional health as we are prioritizing some of the physical changes. I think those things are of course paramount. But you know, like we said, we will have more conversation about this in the coming weeks. We're excited. We're having some really awesome creators and experts coming on that will help us sort of understand some of these shifts and changes in our bodies, particularly for women, understanding pre, peri, and post menopause. That's a thing. And all of the ways that we will experience those symptoms and what we can do to sort of prepare and be ready for them, to manage them. So, yeah, I mean,
it's a lot.
These are the bodies that we have and we must love them.
It's a lot.
We must love them and care for them.
We got to go. Yeah, you got to embrace the changes that are coming and make sure you're getting yourself checked. You know, I've talked to some loved ones recently who have had numerous health things come up and like overnight. Right. So very much admonishing, like, hey, get these things checked pretty regularly, like go in at 39, go do all the things and test all the things, because 40 comes and it'd be like, the fuck? And so I think just in general, as humans who have periods, as humans who have uteruses and ovaries, and
also just for everyone, just not for even everyone, that,
humans with bodies,
prostates, and colons. Mm-hmm. Those are the things that need to be checked too. Colon cancer is leading cause of cancer amongst African Americans. You know, getting your pap smears and things, girls.
Checking your pancreas. You know what I'm saying? A lot of pancreas shit be coming up. Yeah, you people with penises and booty holes, y'all got to get that checked. And I know you don't like the thought of what has to happen in order to get it checked, but you've got to get it checked. We don't like having our titties smashed into a machine.
Oh, I go for a mammogram on Friday. Pray my
God bless. God bless.
Yikes, I'm afraid.
Nobody wants to put their and make a burger. Like, this is not In-N-Out. I still can't believe they have not come up with another method to test this shit other than smashing your fucking titties in a machine. Over it.
And let me tell you something. If you've never gotten a colonoscopy, I advise that you get one, but I will also prepare you that it is probably one of the worst experiences of my life.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to drink that nasty shit and then you got to shit.
And then you will be shitting.
Yeah.
For the foreseeable future.
You will. Yeah. And I suggest you get yourself a tushy, because we all know what a constant shit and toilet paper does.
My Lord, have mercy, God.
Don't want to do that.
And hemorrhoids are a thing as we age.
Oh my gosh, yes. Make sure your fiber is intact.
It's important.
You know, my cousin Carolyn, she used to tell us all the time about her fucking hemorrhoids. And I was like 12 and disgusted. And then that was one thing. Now, when I was pregnant, you know, that's something they tell you to really look out for. They're like, if your fiber intake is not enough, you're gonna get hit. You're really susceptible to hemorrhoids, and nothing would scare me more than thinking about my asshole being outside of my asshole.
I mean, horrifying.
That don't feel right. I feel like it looks like the thing from Stranger Things.
Mortifying.
And you know those dog wolf open face things. I was like, that's probably what the butthole looks like.
Ooh,
with the hemorrhoids.
Savior God.
That's just what's ringing in my mind. So. Yeah, you got to make sure your fiber. We got to take our vitamins. You know what I'm saying?
Supplements.
We got to make sure. You know, if we have chicken pox, your girl's had it twice. Didn't think you could have it more than once.
Really?
Yes, because I had it really mild the first time, and if you have a really mild case, you could have it again, and that's what happened. So you can have chicken pox. That means that when you get older, you are susceptible to shingles.
Wow.
So you got to make sure that you're getting your shingles vaccination and getting that checked. Like, you got to get the shit checked.
So much.
Mm-hmm. But this is not the last conversation we're going to have. We just kind of wanted to broach broach it a bit and talk about it, because we've got a fabulous OBGYN coming on soon. And like Kia said, some wonderful creatives and just professionals. And as we continue in our journey, we're going to be honest with you all about what we're dealing with, because, you know, we're in community. We've got to relate to one another, and we're not the only two that are dealing with this. So, you know, it's a scary thing, but it's a thing that is going to happen. And so we want to handle it, you know, the best way that we can. It's inevitable.
And thanks to everyone who responded to my polls on social media today, and more to come. Please continue to check out Getting Grown, because the conversations, as Jay said, will be forthcoming, and we'll be hearing from some professionals who will be giving us some useful information for managing all of the changes of our evolving bodies.
Yes. So stay tuned for more convo, and stay tuned for more show.
Yes.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
And I want to be very responsible of the things I say to my sister. Because everybody know I can be real petty. P-E to the T-T-Y, honey.
So, welcome to the Petty Peeve. Put your petty on parade. Boop, boop. My petty peeve is not so much, I guess, a petty peeve, but also, yes. So, as we're talking about our changing bodies this episode, nobody warns you about your own feelings when your child is going through their changing body. And puberty is on the horizon. It's not here yet, but it's on the horizon.
Come on.
And it's not just about the conversations, right? Like, we can have those. But your feelings as you watch your child emerge into a new stage of life. I was not prepared for the emotional journey that I went through in a matter of like 3 minutes. As I saw a picture came up, and then I was just thinking about her for a second. I was talking about her to a friend, and I found myself getting so emotional. I was like, wait, she's never going to be this again.
No.
Like, she's never going to be this again. Like, this little voice, this little person that I've known. Yes, you've evolved over 10 years, but it's like you've been this kid, and you're about to never be a kid again. And that shit is a mind fuck.
Took you out, didn't it?
Took me right on out. Took me right. And I've never been like the super like, oh, my mushy, mushy, mushy. You know, I haven't really been that. And then, you know, it's just like, yeah, I love my kid, you know?
Yeah.
But I was not prepared. I was not prepared for the rush of emotions that ran through my body as I started reflecting on her development. And it was like, that's the part of parenting that they talk about them transitioning from like a hormonal level, like the angst and the blah blah blah, but we don't talk about our emotions when they're getting ready to enter into this phase.
Wow.
And it is a place.
Sister,
it is a place. Oh, it's fine. I mean, listen, I had a kid, it had to get older. but it's like, I think we need to have a more in-depth conversation around parental emotions in watching your child develop.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know what that looks like or how to organize that right now, but that's what came up for me. I was like, even as I'm talking to you, I'm like.
So is it like a cry? Is it like, what is it that you're, is it like a anxious? Are you anxious? Are you afraid? Are you sad?
I'm not really afraid. I think I was sad. I think I was sad. It was like, literally, there's going to be a day where your little 10-year-old voice is not there anymore. And you're not this kid anymore.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's just going to come up one day and it's never going to be that again. Mm. Isn't that crazy? Look, getting emotional.
Don't cry.
I can't help it. It's literally what my body's doing. It's part of getting older.
Oh, sis.
Look. Can't. It's not. I'm not even sad right now.
I know.
It just.
Wow.
I know. Oh, it came. Oh, I've cried twice on this show. Oh. Oh, and I turned into a beat. I know. It's so crazy. It's so crazy.
Oh,
it's fine. Don't feel bad. Don't, like, don't
I don't
cry
feel
for
bad.
Argentina.
I don't feel bad. But no, I just think that I think it's beautiful. It's not something I feel bad about. I feel like, you know, to just sort of see the love.
I know. I think it's an overwhelming. Yeah. I think it's overwhelming is what it is. And that's why my body responds this way. As I talk about it, it just comes. It's so crazy. It's so crazy.
Yeah, that's beautiful though, but it's like this unexplainable thing that, you know.
So crazy.
I think that's totally fair though, sister, and healthy. I think it's completely healthy.
Oh, absolutely.
I hope that you
cannot be the, like, that's why I was like, oh, this needs to be a discussion.
Yeah.
Like, because like if I'm feeling, I know everybody has felt this. So.
Huh. So I think it's powerful though, because I wonder, as we've talked about before, I think that as a mom, like, you know, there are things about our adulthood and the ways that we are autonomous and different from our parents and our moms specifically, mm-hmm. that, you know, can feel like resentment.
Mm.
And so it makes me think, like, you know, about that switch. When did my mom look at me and not no longer like be sad or emotional about me, but it was just like, well, girl, is it like, girl, I want to keep you this way. I want you to, because I don't hear that from you. I don't hear that you're trying to make Noah be
no
10 for longer than she will be 10.
No.
You're and, not running and, from this.
I mean, have change. I had moments like XD sent a video today
where
it was March of 2015. So she would have been 2. So she was going to be 2 in June.
Mm-hmm.
And it was her with her sippy cup and him with his cup. And she was like, cheers. And they cheers. And that I was like, oh,
but, I have this video. I told you that I have this video. It had to be around that time. And I have to find it, but I still keep it in my phone. I have this video where I'm at your house and Noah is with me.
Mm-hmm.
And she has her pacifier in her mouth.
Mm-hmm. Paya.
And her paya. And we're talking and I don't even remember what we were talking about, but at some point she just took her little head and put it on my shoulder.
And I think it was right after Brian passed.
Yeah.
And
I was just like,
Kia and Tristan were having a moment because Tristan's aunt had passed not too long before that.
Mm-hmm.
And they were having their own moment. And Noah's sitting on Kia's lap and she puts her head and she's like, are you crying? Don't cry.
Yeah.
Don't cry.
Oh.
Oh, the babies, the babies. Yeah, no, it's. I do wonder, and I'm. You know what? I'm asking my cousin actually too. Like, do you, because her daughter is 14.
Okay.
And so I'm gonna ask her, like, hey, you know, because that's her nigga. You know what I'm saying? No, it's mine too. So I'm like, at what point, like, I'm just curious. I'd like to hear from a bunch of you parents, like.
Mm-hmm.
What this feeling has been for you as your kids have gotten older and as they're like transitioning into different phases. And I think the kid phases, like there is a moment kind of like this, but it didn't feel as intense when she came out of like that baby voice and started going into her kid voice. Mm-hmm. And it was like, oh shit, she's losing the baby voice. Like she's never going to have the baby voice again. But this feels more overwhelming and intense than that, because I feel like once this comes, it's just time already flies.
Yeah.
And so to know that it's going to fly faster, it's just like, ugh. Like, there will be a time when I won't make your lunch. There will be a time where you don't want to come lay up on me. There will be a time when, like, there will be all of those times. And it's so crazy. It's so crazy. I don't even know I know that's all I've said, but that's what it is. It's just an overwhelming feeling of, like, the fuck?
I don't even feel like, man, I don't even feel like I have a petty peeve or anything to share after. Because just very much like, I'm just like, we should end the show.
You're like, my battery smoke detector just would not stop beeping.
Exactly. I'm like, no. Mine is really dumb. It's like,
no, it's not. No, it is not dumb. So don't do that. What is your petty peeve this week? Because I can give you a dumb one if you want me to set the scene for you.
No, I'm just saying, I was just going to say something really stupid. Like, let me tell you how I am sick of the dryer eating my socks.
That is valid as fuck. It's what do you mean?
It's like, don't nobody live in this house but me. Where are the socks going?
Or when you lose that one item of clothing that you forget about, and then one day you remember and you're like, I did not put that in the giveaway.
Exactly.
Bag. I did not. Like, this.
That happens to me way too much. Like, way more than I would ever, like, care to admit.
It's the Pixies. It's like,
what happened to, I used to have a t-shirt. What happened to the shirt?
It's the Pixies. I'm convinced. There's little Pixies that come and steal our shit, and they make coves and cozy homes out of it.
Mm.
That's my theory.
They take my stuff, girl. It's gone.
They're taking your shit. I think that is a very valid petty peeve. Here, I just came through with this wave of this tsunami of emotion. That's my petty peeve. I'm like, why can't I control this? This feels terrible. No, it's fine. But I thought it important with, you know, the conversation that we had today, because this transitions all through life, right? And I think we're at a really pivotal time of ours. It's almost like entering a different puberty. And so I thought that was timely, but I would like to expand the conversation on that. And I'd love to hear from you all. Write in to hello@gettinggrown.co. There we go. That's where you send send. I want to hear your parental experiences. We still want to hear from you all, you know, about the ways that you are taking care of yourself in pure exhaustion. We just want to hear from you all. Send your honesty box questions and everything else. And that's another episode of Getting Grown.
It certainly is. Thank you guys for listening. Being a part of our family, we're really grateful for you and for all of the space that we share as a group.
Yes.
And we'll be back next week. We love you down. Take us out, sis.
Yes. Be sure to drink your water and moisturize all of the internals. You know what I'm saying? As we're talking about our bodies changing, one thing that doesn't is our need for water consumption.
Never changes. Okay?
So make sure you're doing that. Also, make sure you are minding that business, if you haven't made your doctor's appointments, if you haven't checked up on your butthole, if you haven't checked up on your couche, like, make sure you are minding your business and taking care of all of that. And lastly, like I said earlier, if you don't want those heels to be cracked and bussing and crusty, not in the way that the young people say,
crusty,
then you want to make sure that you're not only stretching, but you're moisturizing your skin. Why, sis?
Because your heels will crack if they are dry.
Like my grandma. Bye.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.